Yerushalmi Trumoth corresponding to Bavli Chulin Daf Samach Vav. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Amad Aleph, the top line Tani. Tani Rabbi Eloi Mishum Oimim Mishum Rabbi Leza Toimim Minato Alatome Balach Ketzad Kavash Zeisim Betuma Behu Roitz Letorman Betahara Maybe Mashpech Shein Befiv Kabeitza Ramale Oisa Ishle Zeisim Venosno Alpi Chavis Venimsa Toirim Min Hamukuf. The Gemara says from Rabbi Eloi, quoting Rabbi Leza, one may only separate from tar for tummy fruits that are wet. What's the case? If one pickled olives in tumah and juices came out, and he wishes to separate them as tumah in tahara, he should bring a funnel with a narrow mouth of less than an egg size and place it over the mouth of the barrel and fill the funnel with olives. By doing so, he can separate from produce in close proximity, because since the olives in the mouth of the funnel are less than an egg size, they cannot contract tumah from the juice. Lamli pachis mekabetza, filo mekabetza, le peruim inun. The Gemara asks, why must it be less than egg size? Even if it's larger, each olive is a separate item and doesn't combine with others. The Gemara answer is correct, but the requirement of less than egg size is to limit the spreading of tumor to more olives. The Chachamim said to Rabbi Eloi, well, only wine and oil are considered wet for the matter of separating from tar for tummy. The Gemara asks, how does one separate from wine and oil without causing the tar to become tummy? And the Gemara answers from a Tosefta, if either the olives were pressed under one beam and flowed into two pits, or they were pressed under two beams and flowed into one pit, it's considered oil that's in close proximity. So if he then separated tumah from the tar pit from the tummy pit, then it's valid. The Gemara asks, how could it be done if there were two beams and the oil flowed into one pit? The tumah oil would surely cause tumah to the tar oil. The Gemara answers that Rabbi La, again quoting Rabbi Lazar, said that he had planned to make them in one pit and he then decided to make them in two. And Rabbi Yosi Babun had the detainer because she nitma meshayishla or meshayikfa shekra niru letoman betahara avanim nitma achalei shila v'achalei kippa loid bada. Rabbi Yosi Babun says that the permission to separate from tar for tummy is specifically when it became tummy after its work was completed that obligates it in masses. What is this stage for wine? There's a dispute elsewhere about this and there are two opinions, meaning that when it's scooped into barrels or when the grape skins float to the top and are removed, and it then became tummy. But if it became tummy before these stages, all agree that one may not separate from tar for tummy. Rav Tavi quoting Rav Yosha Rav Yanai said that the halacha is like Rav Lezer, that one may separate from tahor for tummy. Rav Yitzchak bar Nachman b'shem Rav Hoshea halacha Rav Lezer. Rav Yitzchak bar Nachman quoting Rav Hoshea said that the halacha is like Rav Lezer. Rav Chuna Rav Chananya in halacha Rav Lezer. Rav Yosi Rav Bun Rav Yehuda b'shem Shmuel in halacha Rav Lezer. But Rav Chuna and Rav Chananya and Rav Yosi Rav Bun and Rav Yehuda quoting Shmuel said that the halacha is not like Rav Lezer. Also Uvda Koimei Rav Imi v'lo Yehoi Amar Train Kol Kabel Train Inun Amilei v'ha Rav Yitzchak bar Nachman Hoyi Afilu Kain lo Yehoi. The question once came before Rabbi Imi, and he didn't wish to rule like Rabbi Lezer. He explained himself by saying that since two Chachamim disagree with two Chachamim, and they told Rabbi Imi that Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachman also rules like Rabbi Lezer, but he still refrained from ruling.